to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense, you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cello Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Are you afraid of falling as you age? Decreased muscle mass, bone density, focus, or vision are the determining factors. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. One out of four seniors fall each year, so don't be one of them. Add to your day one or more of these easy exercises. Single leg stands. Use the back of a chair or a countertop for stability. Standing toe raises. And lastly, walk an imaginary tightrope, which is a heel-to-toe foot placement along a wall or a hallway. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero Fire responds to vegetation fire behind Home Depot. PG&D crews working on Paso Robles area reinforcement project. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a vegetation fire on Monday at about 7 p.m. The department says the fire was reported to be visible behind the Home Depot. First arriving units said the blaze was burning at a slow rate of spread, with half an acre of grass and oak woodland. but with several immediately threatened structures and power lines. The incident was determined to be directly related to an ongoing power outage in Atascadero at the time. 21 personnel responded, which included 6 engines, 2 command vehicles, and 1 air attack. Forward progress was stopped less than 30 minutes after dispatch. Atascadero Fire said the area had undergone fuels reduction work, which contributed significantly to the slow rate of spread and containment. The department reports that the cause was a bird striking the power lines, resulting in an electrical arc that ignited nearby vegetation. A child riding an ATV at the Oceano Dunes was severely injured yesterday afternoon and needed to be airlifted to a hospital. Officials say a 12 to 13-year-old boy was driving the vehicle at a high rate of speed near Post 4 at the Oceano Dunes when he collided with 2 other riders on the beach. The 2 other riders sustained minor injuries. The boy was transported to the Mariana Regional Medical Center in Santa Maria. PG&D crews working on Paso Robles Area Reinforcement Project. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape, your old news time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. PG&D crews have begun work on a grid modernization project in the Paso Robles area. PG&D says this is an effort to strengthen the power grid against extreme weather, improve reliability, and reduce wildfire risk to more than 50,000 customers. The project includes upgrading a 6-mile section of power lines east of Highway 101 from Niblick to Wellsona Road. Wood poles will be replaced with more durable, fire-resistant steel poles that also require less maintenance. New power lines will also be constructed along 10.5 miles. These new lines will help deliver electricity and improve reliability by rerouting and isolating problems. Crews recently completed phase one of the project, which included 3 miles of power lines between Niblick Road and north of the 46. Phase two will continue northward to Wellsona Road between fall 2026 and spring of 2027. Then phase three will begin. The next Coffee with the City event for Paso Robles will be held this Friday, July 31st at 7:30 a.m. This session will take place at the Sunrise Villas apartment. The topic will be the state of homelessness in Paso Robles. Join city staff and representatives providing a full circle perspective on homelessness in the city, about current programs, those who have received support, and organizations working to connect people with housing. Coffee with the City is an informative, informal community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues and topics. This month's session will be extended to 90 minutes for an in-depth conversation about this important topic. No pre-registration is required, and all community members are welcome to attend. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting tonight. The City Council has scheduled only one meeting for the months of July and August. The next regularly scheduled meeting is August 11th at 6 p.m. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. An item on today's agenda is a reduction in the cannabis tax rate in the county, back down to 6%. The tax rate automatically increased to 8% at the start of this month, but the board has the ability to reduce or increase the tax rate as long as it remains within the 4 to 6% range. The budget estimates operate on the assumption that every 1% of the tax generates about $100,000 in revenue. You can attend the meeting this morning in person or watch online. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants shut out the Brewers 3-0. The Astros beat the Angels 6-4. Red Sox over the Athletics 4-2. The Yankees beat the White Sox 9-5. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mariners. The Athletics will go against the Red Sox. The Giants will face the Brewers. The Padres will go against the Rockies. The Angels will face the Astros. The Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, a judge ruled on Monday that there is enough evidence to put singer David on trial for the killing and dismemberment of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. 21-year-old David Burke is accused of murdering and dismembering the 14-year-old after he suspected she would expose their inappropriate sexual relationship following his rising career after his debut album dropped. He has pled not guilty for the murder. A California man attempting to sail across the Pacific Ocean solo was rescued after surviving a month adrift. Kai Sato set sail from California on June 7th, en route to Hawaii, but the boat's mast snapped 2 weeks into his journey, with his phone also shutting off completely. He attempted to finish the journey using the boat's motor, but it ran out of fuel as well. He was found by a shipping boat last week. A 30-year-old Sonora man has been arrested in connection with starting the Dove fire. Police say that photos and information of the man began to circulate last week, showing him in the area where the fire started. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRO News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Year-round sales of E15 successfully passed through the House after being separated from the Farm Bill, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune is now working across the aisle to move it forward. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score with an update on year-round E15 sales and what lies ahead in the Senate.
He's focusing on a standalone bill, which would require 60 Senate votes. And they've looked at the House bill that passed. Initially, this was coupled with the Farm Bill in the House. The House decoupled it. They passed a Farm Bill and they passed an E15 bill separately. What the Senate has said is, we see your House bill, but we want to do something different. We want to kind of do it our own way. Similar contours, but our own version. They're working on that. We have not seen legislative text. I know what they're really trying to do is calibrate these negotiations. They understand what the ethanol industry and the corn growers need and want. They're trying to figure out how do we satisfy as many refineries as we can in kind of this compromise legislation. So he's working on a standalone so that he could move it expeditiously. Having said that, I think it's increasingly more likely that this is something of a bigger package at the end of the year.
Emily Score with Growth Energy. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture is moving ahead with a plan to relocate nearly 3,000 rural development employees from Washington, D.C. to regional hubs around the country. USDA says the restructuring is designed to reduce bureaucracy and place employees closer to the rural communities they serve.
Northern Livestock Video Auction just concluded their successful summertime classic sale in Billings, Montana. The cattle market continues to be strong for both calves and yearlings with tremendous buyer support seen. Their next big sale is the early fall preview coming up August 17th. However, the consignment deadline is fast approaching. It's July 31st. To consign, contact your local Northern Livestock rep or call 1-866-616-5035 or visit northernlivestockvideo.com.
Replenish nutrients in your crops to reach stronger yields at harvest. Utilize PK from Helena as a foliar nutrient system designed to boost plant performance during reproduction. It gives your crop the extra energy it needs during critical growth stages to increase uptake and utilization of soil and foliar applied nutrients. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn how Utilize PK can impact your success this season. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? that's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peak Brothers. I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peak Painting. P-E-E-K painting.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Department of Food and Agriculture has lifted the Mediterranean fruit fly quarantine that had been in place around the San Jose area since August 2025. The eradication effort of the fruit fly relies primarily on releasing sterile male Mediterranean fruit flies. The sterile males mate with the females in the wild, but produce no offspring, gradually reducing the overall population. The CDFA releases about 250,000 flies per square mile every week in the area. And with the quarantine ended, that covers about 241 square miles. While the quarantine has ended, CDFA says invasive fruit flies remain an ongoing threat because they can still attack more than 250 types of fruits and vegetables. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. Northbound 101 on ramp in Paso Robles at Spring Street is scheduled to be closed this week. Look for the sign detailing its closure through Friday, July 31st. Otherwise, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday into the weekend and Monday and Tuesday next week. 101 on Thursday, 103 Friday and Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, mid-90s on Monday, 93 a week from today. Currently, it is 60 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed with the Dow rallying, but the Nasdaq losing ground. Investors are looking at moderating crude oil prices and encouraging earnings news, though tech stocks are lower again on concerns about high valuations. And because there's a report saying China is developing technology to make competitive chips, Micron Technology, Nvidia, and SK Hynix shares all are losing ground. Boeing's quarter held up better than expected despite expenses related to the Air Force One planes it's creating, and Boeing shares are up 1.5%. Coca-Cola says people are drinking more of its beverages. It was able to raise prices to cover higher costs, and it was helped by the FIFA World Cup in the recent quarter. Coca-Cola shares are up 5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my bone, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Ricky's Furniture is now open in Paso Robles. It's right next to Walmart. Their large showroom is air-conditioned, and they carry a variety of furniture and Western art, and they specialize in custom sofas. Stop in and welcome the new folks. That's Ricky's Furniture, open 7 days a week in the Walmart Shopping Center, Paso Robles. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer. In Atascadero, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just that off and about from San Antonio with the radio blasting.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters. Barry's in for the next couple of weeks Eric's in because Barry's taking his usual summer sabbatical. And we'll find out what's going on in Atascadero with Councilman Seth Peek. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. And Chris, somebody came to your defense.
I saw that on the text.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, that's not exactly what I was thinking of either, but I appreciate the sentiment nonetheless.
Yeah, you've got somebody defending you. What this has to do, ladies and gentlemen, was the question last hour regarding, in West Germany, the amount of time between washes for men with their underwear. And as this text points out, it says the Berlin Wall fell in 1990. The pollsters need to get with the times. They are taking surveys of West Germans. It's hardly a fair question. I side with Chris on this one. Well, nothing was at stake, so the double hockey sticks with it.
Correct. Plus, my point is, you know, who in the world asks a group of people how long it's been since they changed their underwear and then average it out for the entire region? And who asks that on a radio station as a trivia question? That's the whole thing I was getting out of that.
Well, there's several answers to that. Government can create all kinds of jobs that are useless. So let's just assume this because we have to have surveys for everything. And on radio, well, you got to kill sometime.
Fair enough.
All right. Let's see here. Where did I see this? The oh, okay. So how many of you have heard, read, or saw the Fauci stuff from yesterday, the news that came out on his diaries? On his diaries. Now, you know, he was pardoned by your former president, Joe Biden, a preemptive federal pardon to protect him from potential future federal investigations, with supporters stating he committed no actual crimes. Well, I guess maybe technically, I don't know. For those of you that are in law, is there such thing as moral crimes? And his diaries point out that, at least from what I heard and what I've read, is he knew exactly what he was doing, and he didn't care because he's a narcissist. And he damaged or helped damage millions of lives. He helped, not directly, but indirectly, destroy businesses. He encouraged schools to be shut down, which we know the results of that. And he's off smiling and stuff, getting his government pension and so forth. It'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. Now, somebody said something about he may perjure himself. Well, if he doesn't perjure himself, but he's been pardoned by the president, and the diaries are out on what he put in it, he can just say, yeah, I said that. What are you going to do to me? Can't do anything. Now, me being me, I mean, this guy is one of the absolute sleazebags of all time. For those of you who have seen the movie The Godfather, which most Americans have, there is a scene in the second one, Godfather 2, when I forget the guy's name, but he's going to testify against Michael. And they have him in seclusion with the two agents there. But then Tom Hayden comes to visit him and kind of tells him what he needs to do, like in the old Roman days. And he goes into the bathroom, gets in the bathtub, and does away with himself with the wrist. Would that be extreme for a dirtbag like this to do the right thing because you have literally destroyed lives? Putting an 85-year-old prison? Well, I wouldn't mind that either. But this guy is a dirtbag. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning. Also, want you to take a little listen to this. Take a listen to this. It's a somewhat of a couple-of-minute history lesson, but I think it points out a few things to be reminded of.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Hirono,
Senator Cruz.
Just a moment ago, our colleague, Senator Hirono, said there's a lot more to say, and indeed she's right. And in fact, I want to go back to her comments. She began by saying we have a long history of racial discrimination in this country. That's undoubtedly correct. And then she said, quote, we had poll taxes, we had literacy tests, we even had tests of how many jelly beans are in a jar. Mr. Chamberlain, when Senator Hirono says we had poll taxes, I want to ask you who we is, and in particular, what party was it that implemented poll taxes in the South?
And I don't want to necessarily speak in every single case, but I'm pretty confident it was mostly the Democrats.
And what party was it that put literacy tests in place in the South?
Same answer, mostly the Democrats.
And what party was it that had tests like how many jelly beans are in a bottle?
The Democrats.
Tell me, what party were the founders of the Ku Klux Klan from?
I'm pretty sure that was the Democrats.
Indeed. In fact, Nathan Bedford Forrest, the founder of the Klan, was a delegate to the 1860 Democrat National Convention. What party wrote the Jim Crow laws in the South?
The Democrats.
And so on this side of the aisle were members of the Republican Party. Who was the first Republican president?
Abraham Lincoln.
The Republican Party was literally founded to oppose slavery. We came into existence because slavery was a grotesque evil, and it was President Lincoln, the first Republican president, who signed the Emancipation Proclamation, who won the Civil War, and that resulted in the freeing of the slaves and the passage of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. By the way, fast forward to the Civil Rights era. Bull Connor, one of the most noxiously racist politicians. What party was he from?
He was a Democrat.
The Democrats, for the entire history of their party, have been a party based on racial discrimination. They affirmatively embrace it. They support it.
And again, just a little history lesson next time you get into a discussion at dinner or wherever may occur. So anyway, just a little something to remind you. All right. Also, this is somewhat not surprising, but there's a lot of different things because I mentioned surveys last hour. America's number one state is crowned again. Well, they break it down into different categories. For the and one is the highest ranking economies. Now, believe it or not, South Dakota has surged from number 8 to number 2 overall, while Texas claimed the nation's highest economy based on the survey, the highest ranking, rather. So, and they have all these different points that they bring up that the regional trend with the Mountain West, Midwest, and Sunbelt states claiming many of the tops. Overall rankings, and four of the top five states are located in the Mountain West or Upper Midwest, with Utah, South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Nebraska leading the overall rankings in order. Now, New Hampshire, Idaho, Florida, Washington, and Vermont rounded out the top 10, something you may want to think about. And it's what people are saying that do this type of thing. The realignment of America's economic growth, with states in the Midwest and the South gaining ground, and as businesses and workers increasingly gravitate towards faster-growing, low-cost regions. That'll be interesting to watch down the road probably even a short period of time, because I can't help but wonder, because the influence from the outside, if these are lower cost regions going to remain that way. I know people in Tennessee that bought 5 or 6 years ago, they lucked out because the prices of homes in Tennessee are going through the roof. That's supply and demand. It's called capitalism. But also, as we know here in the, in the county in particular, that the influence of outside plays an effect, causes an effect that long-term, many people will say, hurts, because they bring the same values. They leave the values that they created, and then they bring the same values, and it changes for the worst. So, and one of these, you know, when I see the names on here, like South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Nebraska, no offense against those states, but one of the things that you need to realize is why there weren't a lot of people living there to begin with. Yes, the economics, but if you like to shovel snow, have at it. Have at it. It's I tell this to anybody who's considering going elsewhere. It's one thing to look at snow on a postcard at Christmas time, but to live in it for a couple of months out of the year and have to shovel your driveway, warm up your vehicle, etc., etc., it's no fun. Matter of fact, it stinks, especially when you're a little bit older. And when you're younger, you might be able to adjust to it. But going east is a lot more difficult than coming west. I remember years ago, we were up in Cooperstown. That's in northern New York. And it was Baseball Hall of Fame. And I got Linda was looking at this real estate magazine while we were having some lunch. And beautiful, nice and green. You got property, you know, a nice, not even a farmhouse, just kind of like a ranchette type of house and stuff, you know, on 30, 40 acres, you know, 60 acres, you know, 4-bedroom, 2,500 square foot house, you know, this, you know, $170,000. And I'll never forget that the waitress, it was just a timing thing, because Linda says, oh my gosh, she goes, look at this. This is amazing. You know, it's, wonder why. And the waitress who was from there, she said, I'll tell you, excuse me, I overheard. She goes, there's a reason for that. She's like, Linda, going, what? Well, because basically you have 3 months out of the year that it's good weather. The rest of the time, it's pretty rotten. Pretty rotten. So that's why the cost of these beautiful pieces of properties and homes were, even then, so inexpensive. So something to always consider. Always consider. Okay. Now, last week, I think it was last week, Karen had on the guest to the guy that was seriously beat up by those two punks down there in Arroyo Grande. And as many people texted and called in, and I think even District Attorney Dan Dow said, these sleazebags, he didn't use those terms, it's mine, they got a slap on the wrist. They got a slap on the wrist from a certain judge. Well, apparently this judge is at it again. Now, a prosecutor here in the county has asked the judge to increase the bail for a person who is a female who breathes oxygen from a Tascadero who seriously injured a man she carjacked in Arroyo Grande. All right. I don't want to dignify even giving her name, but she's been, looks like, a lifelong loser. Anyway, she did some damage to this guy because he tried to prevent it, and he had some bleeding of the brain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, she was caught, and she even refused to leave the vehicle until officers deployed a police dog who the dog did their job, thank goodness. And they arrested this piece of human debris on felony counts of carjacking, assault with a deadly weapon, leaving the scene of an accident, and vehicle theft. Now, she has a history of doing this. Now, instead of a court trial, the judge granted this piece of human debris misdemeanor diversion, in which all charges would be dismissed if she avoided legal acts for 1 year. Well, she violated her diversion requirements, and with this incident coming up. However, on July 21st, Judge Julie Seiler agreed to release this piece of human debris from custody without bail on a post-arraignment monitoring program. And this is the same judge who slapped the two pieces of human debris in Arroyo Grande for beating this defenseless man. This is the judge. This is why we need to do our homework. When we are allowed to vote for judges, or when somebody is appointed, we should be able to go online and find out as much information about them. Releasing people like this back into society is not helping us. And what about the victims? What about the victims? We heard from the gentleman last week on his thoughts and his friend who helped him out. But this continues to go on here. As I mentioned, for those of you that have been in this county for many, many years, more than likely you would not have had a judge like that allow this to continue. It was different. Just a little bit different. So there you go with that. Okay, so let's see here. As I look at the clock, oh, it's time. Well, we gotta head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be this morning at 9 a.m. On today's agenda is an item to reduce the cannabis tax rate in the county back down to 6% after it automatically increased to 8% on July 1st. You can attend today's meeting in person or watch online. PG&D crews have begun working on grid modernization project in the Paso Robles area. The project includes upgrading a six-mile section of power lines east of Highway 101 from Niblick to Wilsona Road. Wood poles will be replaced with more durable, fire-resistant steel poles that also require less management and maintenance. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Capitol Rotunda honors for the late GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, Air Force veteran and champion of the military. President Trump tells Fox and Friends.
He was a great guy. He was a great politician, actually. People don't understand he really was. He was able to bring people together.
Fox's Chad Pergram.
A hearse will bring Graham's flag draped casket here. It's one final visit for Graham to Capitol Hill. Graham is neither lying in state or honor in the rotunda. His family preferred a private service.
The Senate will honor Graham with a vote tonight for Russia's sanctions. Ukraine President Zelensky meets President Trump in the Oval about Russia this morning, and then Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu visits the Oval about Iran. The president reveals Senator Graham thought it was time to make a deal on Iran. All three attend the National Cathedral funeral this afternoon, burial tomorrow in South Carolina. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Rejoice with me because we've expanded. We have new location downtown Paso Robles on 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street, right across the street from Site 1. And we're going to celebrate by having a party. Everybody's invited, especially contractors. Contractors Celebration Day, July 31st at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a live band. Neighborhood Cats is going to be there. We're going to have food. We're going to have fun. I'm giving a lot of stuff away. And we have charities that we're going to donate a lot of money to. So please don't miss it. Come on down. The party starts Friday, July 31st, but does not end. It starts when you get there. 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street. Come on down. We'll see you there. We have a buy one, get one free deal. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds, top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles,
and
where you're passing through.
I want to ask you who he is, and in particular, what party was it that implemented poll taxes in the South?
Touch your peso. Come see what's cooking at Touch Your Peso.
North County weather.
Whoops, brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Another hot one or warm one. Highs in the upper 90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. And we'll be in the upper 90s again on your Wednesday, Thursday as well. 101 Friday. And could hit 102 on Saturday. Back to the upper 90s on Sunday. Low 90s Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 6:08 a.m., 8:11 p.m., we are at 64. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
At 9.5 minutes away from 8, Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. We've got deadlines, but this one is a little bit further out. It is September 25th, and it's for the Fall Youth Pickleball Registration. All right, that's in from the city of Atascadero, grades 5 and 6th, and 7th and 8th. Let's see here. The schedule will be Monday and Wednesday, starting October 5th through October 28th. All right, that's the registration. Pickleball combines elements of tennis, badminton, and table tennis, has gained tremendous popularity. Known for its accessibility and friendly competition, it's the perfect sport for kids looking to stay active and have some fun. So sign up now at the city of Atascadero again, 25th of September, so you've got time. Also, time is coming up, and this is for you to get involved one way or the other. This is the very fun 2026 Pioneer Games. It's the third annual. It will take place October 10th, 3 o'clock, at the main grandstand at the Paso Robles Event Center. And it is just an absolute hoot. And if you'd like to become an event sponsor, or maybe some other ways you may be able to help out, just go to PasoRoblesPioneerDay.org for more information, and you'll end up getting in touch with John Fuller. He can fill you in. And again, it is an absolute hoot. They have the stake races, they have the tractor keyhole, the bed races, and the tug, and again, it's just that nice, clean fun for everyone. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Don't forget, they've got dinner for you Wednesday through Sunday, brunch on the weekends, and they have lunch for you every single day.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Find out everything you need to know. They'll take care of you in many ways. Go to BellaJewel.com. All right, our local celebrities on this Tuesday, we have Austin McCall, Gail Bolin, Ernie Lansdell, Erica Matthews, Josh Rosani, close enough, Michael Kortzen. We also have Philip St. Martin and Leslie and Denise Ivins. All right. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. On the right-hand side, oh dear, Beatrix Potter, the Peter Rabbit books, 1866-1943. Oh, from one of the funniest movies of all time. It's a mad, 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 mad world. Joey Brown, 1892-1973. The singer, Rudy Valley, 1901-1996. Carmen Dragon, the conductor, 1914. Yes, the father of Captain and Tennille, Daryl Dragon. He passed away in 1984. Camelot nonsense. Jacqueline on the Kennedy Onassis, 1929-1994. The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis. Daryl Hickman, 1931-2024. Peter Duchin, he was the pianist, 1937. From Dr. Hook. Yeah, there we go. 1938, George Cummins passed away in 2024. Basketball Hall of Famer, he should be in the College Basketball Hall of Fame, but not the professional. He was great, but, you know, in the pros, he was okay. Bill Bradley, 1943, from Pink Floyd. Rick Wright, 1943, 2008. Garfield, Jim Davis, 1945. Remember the song, Sunshine, Go Away. Jonathan Edwards, 1946. Linda Kelsey from Lou Grant, 1946. Barbara Farrell, track and field Hall of Famer, 100-meter dash and the 4x100, 1947. Michael, Sally Struthers, 1947. Ah, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Betty White, and she was fun. Girlfriend or wife in Mary Tyler Moore? George Engel, 1948. She passed away in 2019. Well, we can end it right here. One of my all-time favorite baseball players from the Oakland A's. Yep, Vida Blue, 1949, died a couple of years ago. From the New Seekers, Peter Doyle, 1949. Clint Longley, the quarterback. ask Roger Staubach about him. 1952, from the Desert Rose Band. They were good. Steve Duncan, 1953. Also from Deep Purple, Steve Morse, 1954. I don't believe that because they became popular in the late 60s, and that would have been 54, 65, well, maybe. Let's see here. Who else? The Marathon Runner for Hope, Terry Fox, 1958. He died in 1981. Also on the list we have, he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame, Manu Ginobili, 1977. Dexter Jackson, pretty good defensive back, 1977. And Kelly Korda, the golf champ, 1998. All right, there you go. Passing away on this day, Johnny Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach, the German composer, 1750. Nothing about, well, never mind. John Peter Zenger, Freedom of the Press. He was an American printer. He was arrested in 1734 and later acquitted on the charges of libel. That helped establish freedom of the press. Okay, again, he died in 1746. The virtuoso fiddler player, or money people would say the, you know, not the fiddle, but I do. Antonio Velarde. He died in 1741. Also passed in Eileen Brennan, the actress from Private Benjamin, 2013 is when she passed away. And this guy and his brother, Charles Horace Mayo, William Mayo, they co-founded the Mayo Foundation for Medical Education and Research. Thank goodness. 1939. All right, going to the top of the list. No sweat on this one. Pete Rose said, other than Nolan Ryan, he never faced anybody who can throw harder. Well, that's pretty good there, coming from the Pete-ster. And Bill James said the same thing, that he was the hardest throwing lefty and the second hardest thrower of his era behind Nolan Ryan. Now, he had a couple of choices when he was a young kid. He could have gone and played football at some major colleges, including Notre Dame, Nebraska, and Purdue University. Because while in high school, he had quite the career. He threw for, his senior year, 3,400 yards, 35 touchdowns, and he also rushed for 1,600 yards. How about that? But he chose baseball because his family needed the money after his father died. And he was drafted in the second round by the Kansas City A's way back when. And considering then, he got $12,500 for that. So he was up to the big leagues in just a couple of years. He was 20 when he first came up to the then Oakland A's. And, boy, I tell you what, for his first few years, he was something else. Vida Blue goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A 13-year-old child riding an ATV at the Oceano Dunes yesterday afternoon was severely injured and airlifted to the Marianne Regional Medical Center in Santa Maria. He collided with two other riders and at the beach who sustained minor injuries. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a vegetation fire yesterday at about 7 p.m. It was located behind the Home Depot with a slow rate of spread. Atascadero Fire and other agencies managed to contain the blaze in just under half an hour, in part due to recent vegetation management. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, Vida Blue. Well, let's see here. Three-time World Series champion, Three-time 20-game winner, AL MVP, AL Cy Young Award, AL ERA leader, threw a no-hitter, six-time All-Star, and got himself in a little trouble. It derailed his career just a little bit, but boy, for that flash of time, man, with that big leg kick, nothing like seeing Vida on the mound. This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solar Ponics. Don't just go solar, go Solar Ponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.